Hey everyone, we just wanted to remind you that this is a student-run and operated podcast. The opinions expressed are our own and not the views of the Dwight Englewood School. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Bulldog Podcast. This week, your hosts are Sam Gilman and Jackie Spinell. Our main focus in today's episode will be addressing some of the highlights and also some of the special performances from the inauguration. So before we get into that, Sam, would you like to hit it off with some school updates?
Yeah, sure. So this week, the semester has officially ended. We are in the beginning of a new semester, which means grades will be coming out very soon. We also hope that you guys had a good semester break day on Monday and are ready to get back to work this week. We also wanted to thank you for all the amazing feedback we've been seeing and are really glad to see you, you know, engage with the material. And again, if you have any questions, please feel free to message us at either of our personal emails, which will be linked in the email we send out about this episode. We are also going to get a Bulldogs podcast official email that will be linked in next week's episode, which you can feel free to message questions there too. Jackie, would you like to get started on the inauguration?
Yeah, thank you. So like we said, this episode will be about the inauguration, just some highlights. And we wanted to spend a lot of time talking about the poet laureate, Amanda Gorman. So we just wanted to first give some overviews about what happened. So most of you, I'm sure, know, but Biden took office and so did Kamala Harris. And the inauguration ceremony took place last Wednesday. And I'm sure many of you know, if not all of you know, that this inauguration looked very different from inaugurations in the past, just due to COVID. But I think it was still able to be, you know, very meaningful and hopeful for some people and just a great milestone as a country. And so we also wanted to touch on some of the things that Biden has already done from his, we're recording this on Sunday, the 24th. So from his less than a week in office. So far he has rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement. He has verged the Muslim ban. He has introduced the immigration bill and re-engaged the World Health Organization. He has launched federal initiative to advance racial equity nationwide. He has strengthened consideration of deferred action for childhood arrivals, and he has mandated masks. So all of these will definitely be just different for our country. And Sam, would you like to talk a little bit more about Amanda Gorman?
So Amanda Gorman, she's a national youth poet laureate, and is the youngest inaugural poet in U.S. history. She has been an advocate for oppression, feminism, race, and marginalization in the past, and as well the African diaspora. She recited the poem "The Hill We Climb," which spoke to so many for its, you know, beautiful message. And because of this, we chose to focus our episode on it. In a time like this, where inspiration is something that we all need a little reminder of, this poem did a really good job speaking to so many Americans and help bring them together over this, you know, inauguration moment. The excerpt I'll be reading is from the end of the poem. Every known nook of our nation and every corner called our country, our people diverse and beautiful will emerge, battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it, for there is always light. If only we are brave enough to see it, and if only we are brave enough to be it.
Thank you, Sam, for reading that. And I think I'm glad we chose this part of the poem to read. And I think overall, this poem was very inspirational to me, because I think especially during this time, it's hard to see out of the darkness or the fog with COVID and, you know, with everything that's going on as a country. But this poem ends with, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it, and there's always light. So it just shows that, you know, we gotta, you know, see the light, and we gotta seek it out, and it is always there.
Yeah, and her bravery to speak in front of like the entire world and read this beautiful poem just shows all the courage it must have taken. It's just, that's incredible.
I know. And it wasn't even, it wasn't just the country watching, but it really was the entire world. And who she could see was, you know, she was up in front of the Clintons and the Obamas and the Bidens and J-Lo and Kate, and I mean all of these people. I can't even imagine. I think it was very cool. And I really do love the poem.
Yeah, of course. And seeing as there are so many other performances, like from Lady Gaga and Katy Perry, Amanda Gorman was standing next to all of them. And so that must be such a huge moment for her and, you know, just the entire world to see, to hear this beautiful poem.
Yeah, for sure. And I also, for Katy Perry's performance of Firework, I also thought that that one was, for anyone who doesn't know, she sang Firework while there were fireworks up above her over the monument. And I thought that was very, just it was very hopeful and very optimistic for a bright future. And I love that performance as well. I loved all of them, honestly. I thought it was very well done.
Well, thank you guys for listening to this week's episode of the Bulldog Podcast. Again, feel free to reach out if you have any questions. My email is sgilman24@de.org and Jackie's is jspinel23@de.org. Again, please use those emails if you have any questions or would like to get involved. And we hope to see you guys next week. Thank you.